Hey, I know what you're thinking. He's walking with a cane and wearing glasses. What the hell is this guy trying to pull? Well, that's your life when you're legally blind. It's kind of like a paraplegic pushing his own fucking wheelchair. It's hard enough when you're losing your vision, but they'll have to also convince people you're not pulling some kind of scam. Yeah, I went for the cane look because it's a great way to get a free dog. I'm going to walk down the street and somebody will kick my cane like they're kicking a 40-yard field goal. They don't say anything. I've even come up with a name for these people. White people. Man, do I dislike the honkies. And I just found out I'm one of them. I guess I got to get rid of that whole gangsta rap collection. And I just bought the new Tupac. So a lot of people think it's great when you lose one sense, because your other senses get stronger. I'm here to tell you, it ain't all it's cracked up to be. Now, I got a bloodhound sense of smell, which is great. Unless, of course, you live in a city like, oh, I don't know, New York. Yeah, it's a real gift to be able to smell every detail of every garbage bag on a hot summer. Just last week, I helped the NYPD locate three bodies. Next week they're taking me out to the Meadowlands to see if I can smell Kate Jimmy Hoffa. People often come up to me and they say, hey man, that smell is so cool. Can you like sniff out a bomb? Yeah, don't go see the movie Catwoman. Enhanced sense of taste? Yeah, there's a real major life advantage. It's great to be able to tell milk's gone bad 7 seconds before one of these. Now I have Superman heightened hearing, which I'm real thankful for. It'd be awfully tragic to miss the people saying, excuse me, how do I look out for the blind guy? We're blind, we ain't fucking deaf. So my girlfriend, she wasn't exactly the best girl for me. She only allowed me to have sex with her with the lights off. Which to a visually impaired guy, it's kind of like a blind man's kryptonite. You can't see what the fuck you're doing or who the hell you're trying to do. Now I gotta imagine being dumped by a blind guy doesn't help one's self-esteem. Because before the bitch left, she rearranged all my furniture. For a week, I was like a rat in a maze trying to get to the kitchen. It was amazing how many times that loveseat tackled me. Do you have any idea how embarrassing it is to have to go to the emergency room to get your remote control removed out of your ass? Twice. So I'm single now. A buddy of mine called me up the other day. Asked if I had a problem going on a blind date. You guys get it, we're all blind dates today. So I'm out with this friend Jen, and she's asking me your typical blind date questions. So, have you always been blind? When you touch a woman's face, is it like getting to second base? Is it true? Yep. Spend the night with a blind and end up coming out of your fucking mind. Check, and she was paying. So, speed dating's the big thing now. Which is perfect for the short attention span generation. For those of you not familiar with it, you get 20 dates over the course of the hour, which works out to about 3 minutes a date, which is also perfect, because it normally takes a guy about a minute to figure out if he's got any shot of sleeping with a woman. And a woman, 2 minutes to figure out how much we make, what we drive, and whether or not they'll allow us to sleep with them. Now, why do they only like these speed dating things by candlelight? I mean, who's the genius out there that figured darkness meant romance? When I'm attracted to somebody, I actually like to see what they look like. So I'm at this event, and here's a little tidbit for you. The blind, we ain't too fucking graceful. We bump into shit all the time. So I'm moving from table to table like a bad scene out of The Elephant Man, I'm knocking people's drinks over, I'm smacking women in the ass with my cane. I accidentally knocked over one of these candles, starting a small fire. Why would I have to be the blind superhero and grab a water? I accidentally grabbed my Jack Daniels and whoosh. We've got a four-alarm blaze. People are running and screaming for the exits. And finally, the place is sufficiently lit where I can see what everybody looks like. And I'm the only one left standing there. So I'm left out yelling out, I am not an animal. I'm just a horny blind man. Thank you very much.